Tech scams, identity thieves, data leaks. Hearing about these online threats every day can be stressful. But don't worry. McAfee Total Protection is here to help you live a worry-free life online. What does worry-free mean? Well, it means you won't have to wonder if that text message is a scam, if new threats will pop up on your PC, or if you're safe from identity theft. Visit McAfee.com/online protection today to get award-winning online protection for just $39.99 your first year. That's McAfee.com/online protection. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Jordan Belfort, the real Wolf of Wall Street, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show.
This call is now being recorded.
Welcome back to the greatest show in the universe. Online we have Victor DiMattia. How are you doing, man?
Doing well, man. How are you?
Did I fuck up your last name or did I kill it?
No, that was perfect.
I was worried when it's like Italian or something like that because I'm an idiot, basically, what I'm saying.
I've heard every pronunciation, so whatever you want to say is fine.
What's the worst so far?
Dementia?
Dementia.
That's probably the worst one.
Yeah, I ask questions so I don't sound stupid.
You know, whatever. It's all good.
That's awesome. And, like, you have, like, a sick fucking, like, resume, man. Like, you have, like, my childhood dream of, like, movies, it looks like.
Dude, I did a lot of stuff.
And that's not, like, I think Sandlot was such a big movie that that's, like, immediately where I knew you from. Like, you played Timmy Timmons in, like, Sandlot, like, clearly. But, like, dude, yeah, you're in, like, a shit ton of huge movies. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, man. No, I played Dennis the Menace. I was in Cool as Ice. It was really fun with Vanilla Ice.
You played Top,
all
right?
All kinds of shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. You're in, like, Turner and Hooch as well?
Yeah, Turner and Hooch. I got to work with Tom Hanks. That was awesome. Super cool guy.
That's so cool, dude. Like, who were you in that movie? Like, where were you at in that movie? Like, I remember that movie.
I'm in, like, two or three scenes. Like, you could, like, if you blink, you'll miss me. But I was pretty little at that point. But I played the bad guy's son. Like, so the bad guy had, like, two kids, and I was the younger of the two.
That's badass, dude. Yeah, it still counts, man.
Actually, the kid that played my older brother was Eldon. Who went on to, he was in the Mighty Ducks with a couple of my Sandlot alumni, and now he's, Foggy on Daredevil.
That's crazy, man. It's like, you're connected to a lot of, your resume is insane. Like, what, did you just stop making movies because you got bored or something? Like, what happened, like, since, like, 95 is the last, like, huge one?
Yeah,
like,
kind of, sort of, man. You know.
Oh, retired?
Sort of. I mean, I started so young, you know, that by the time I got to, like, 13, 14 years old, I was kind of over it, and I was ready to just, like, sort of go to high school and be normal, and also at the same time, my family moved back east, so my parents are from the East Coast, like, Philadelphia area, and we moved back there, so, you know, it was just kind of perfect timing. I was ready to be done with it, and I didn't really have a choice, because there's not a whole lot you can do in that area anyway.
Plus, it kind of looked like you just, like, didn't give a fuck anymore. Cause, like, it wasn't, like, a fall off or anything. It was, like you just did, like, all these, like, huge ass movies. Like, Radio Flyer, even. Like every fucking, every movie. Like, how old are you?
I'm, 38.
38, yeah. So I'm, like, 33, same generation. So it's a similar generation. But, those are, like, all, like, childhood movies. I knew they were just, like, huge fucking movies. That's, like, crazy. It's like,
I did a lot of cool stuff, and I did a lot of cool TV too, man. Like Growing Pains, Family Ties. I was in the pilot episode of Married with Children, and
what the fuck? You in the pilot episode of Married with Children?
Yeah.
I did not know that one. That's impressive, dude.
Yeah, so I got to do a lot of cool stuff, man.
No, it's insane.
Growing Pains was great. I got to work with Alan Thicke, who passed away last year, but he was an awesome guy, man. Super cool guy. So.
Yeah, we trade for him. I feel like we should trade his son for him. That like one singer or whatever guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I don't know the son, so I can't speak to that. But I can tell you that Alan was just a super cool guy, really, really nice guy. He played my dad on Growing Pains because I was I played young Mike Seaver. So like when they would have flashback to Kirk Cameron as a little kid, that was me.
Holy shit, that was you. I can picture that now. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I got a couple questions from people. Like I posted something like seeing if people had questions on like social media, but like this one's like Sandlot related, I think. Like did you actually know the dog like in that movie?
Yeah, sure.
You beat him and shit? That's basically what the question is.
We didn't really get to, you know, with working animals like that, they don't really want you associating with them a whole lot because it distracts them from what they have to do. They want to keep their focus on the trainer. So,
gotcha. So
we didn't get to really interact with him a lot, you know, off camera, but, that dog was dialed in, man. There were actually three of them. Well, four if you count the animatronic
hello?
One.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, you cut out for a second. What was the last thing you said on Cyberland?
There were three dogs. And, if you count the animatronic dog, there were actually four.
It's crazy.
But yeah, they had one that was like, just like a big, like the biggest possible mastiff that you could find. They had another one that was like a young, really young one that could do all the running. And then they had a third that was like the one that could do all the tricks.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
Yeah. So they would swap them in and out, but they didn't really want us interacting with them.
So to answer the question, no, you didn't feed any of the three dogs, apparently.
I did not. No. The only person allowed to feed them is the trainer.
Yeah, I think about that, when I started asking you that, I'm like, yeah, they probably didn't want a bunch of small children around dogs like that. Like a huge
dog.
Well,
it was more just like, if we started feeding him, then he would be, like, looking to us for treats, whereas, like, they wanted him focused on the trainer for the food.
No, for sure. Yeah, that was so obvious after I asked that. Actually, that totally makes sense. I just never, like, thought about that.
Yeah, I've actually done a lot of movies with animals and dogs, and so, yeah, it's kind of a drag because you go into it thinking you're going to hang out with all these animals, but not really the case.
What's your favorite movie? Like, not of yours, just like I've ever. I mean, it could be your viewers, but like your favorite movie to watch.
Like, ever? Doctor Strangelove is one of my favorites.
Hmm.
The Stanley Kubrick movie with Peter Sellers and George C. Scott. That's a great movie.
Yeah, great director.
I love Pee-wee's Big Adventure. That's one of my faves, in my opinion, of Tim Burton's best movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, I love comedies. You know, dark comedy is you know, kind of my thing, but I love all kinds of comedies. Dude, Dumb and Dumber and, like, Tommy Boy are some of my favorite movies.
That's funny. Yeah, and those are great 90s movies. I love that shit. Like, that's funny. Like, you basically just, like, were this huge star and then went to school pretty much? Did people, like, recognize you a lot or, like, for the first part of the
film? Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's easy to kind of, like, you're almost kind of in a bubble when you're doing that work, you know, and you're living in LA where everybody's, like, in movies or trying to be in movies. And then when you move somewhere that's far away from Los Angeles, you realize the impact that it has. So, I mean, I kind of just started going to school thinking I was just going to, like, blend in and just be a normal kid. And, very quickly, I realized that, like, everybody was aware of, like, the movies that I'd been in, and everybody was very excited about it. So, yeah, it still wasn't super normal.
It's a great introduction to, like, a new school.
Yeah, it is. No, it actually is, you know, because it could have gone the other way. I could have been, like, the new kid that, like, got bullied by everyone, didn't have any friends or anything, and it was the opposite. Everybody just, like, embraced me right away, and I got it. It probably really helped, you know, for me to get along, the fact that everybody knew, you know, that I was in movies and stuff.
Yeah, I was just like, my name's Victor. I was in all your childhood favorite movies. Like,
right, exactly. Please don't beat me up.
No shit, and just rob you. Like, this kid's probably rich. I don't know, man. So, do people still recognize you from, like, these movies and shit? Like, outside of, like,
yeah,
the promo. I know you guys do promo and stuff, but I got, like, just on the street or something, like.
Yeah, every once in a while, I, you know, not as much as some of the guys. Like, of course, Patrick, you know, that played Ham. Chauncey, who was Squints. Those two are probably the most recognizable. They still look just like they did in the movie.
Yeah, it's very, they do look like that.
So, yeah, so I every once in a while people will recognize me. But really, mostly what I get is just the people that they recognize my face, but they don't know from where. So, like, I get a lot of questions of, like, where did you go to high school? Like, did you used to work at this one grocery store or whatever, you know? And I'm like, no, that's not where you know me from. Like, people just, like, they always know that they know me, but they don't know where.
That's hilarious. That's probably a good ability. It just makes you immediately likable in every situation, pretty much.
Right. Yeah, it probably does. It probably helps.
For, like, no reason. But, I mean, for a reason.
I tend to just tell people, usually when I get that, I just say, no, I just have one of those faces, like, you know.
Yeah, if they're not worth the explanation.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, like, I'm just, like, buying fucking yogurt right now.
Exactly.
No, it's funny, man. Like, what's some of the crazy things, like, within, like, you live in, bless you. You live in, like, like, you said bless you, too. So, like, what's, like, the craziest, like, kind of, like, L.A., like West Coast kind of thing, like you're in as a kid or something, or potentially, or, like, now even, I don't know, like, that people would want to hear about, I guess, you know?
What do you mean, like, kind of, like, weird, just, like, off the set, kind of, like, random L.A. stories, or?
Like, just some, like, dream, like, shit, where I feel like not many listeners could probably relate to, like, your situation, like, whatsoever. So I just think, some kind of crazy story of what it's even like to be, like, this huge, like, I mean, you were, you know, and still, I mean, even, like, you said you're 38, how old were you in the Sandlot? Like,
I was, let's see, it came out 93, so yeah. I was 11 when we were filming it, and I was 12 when it came out.
So some shit you did when you were 11, I'm still asking you about. Like,
right.
Like, you know, that's insane. Pop culture.
That itself is pretty wild, you know, the fact that, I mean, like you said, man, you're looking at my IMDb page, and, you know, I got 50, 60 different things on there, and out of all of those things, it's like that one thing has survived. You know, it's just like, so you never know as an actor, like, everything you do, you hope that it will survive that long, but, you know, 25 years later, people aren't asking me about Radio Flyer or Turner and Hooch or whatever. It's, you know, it's the Sandlot. So you just never know what's going to be that thing that, like, sticks, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy to think about.
And
like,
it's just super humbling that, like, this many years later, people still care, you know? And it's become such a beloved film. It's really awesome. So I never take that for granted. And, you know, that's why I'm always like, I will never say no to anybody that wants a picture or an autograph or whatever, because it's just such a privilege to have been part of something like that. But as far as crazy, like, Hollywood stories, I mean, dude, there's just stuff all the time, man. You know, I see the other guys from the Sandlot, like, on a regular basis. We have a group text that we text each other every day. We all still talk, we're all so close, and we all go out together, so we'll go out places, and, man, like, we'll show up at a bar, and all of a sudden, we're, like, playing pool with DMX, or, you know, just, like, the most random stuff.
Pop culture.
We go to, like, games, you know, athletes just freak out, because, you know, it was a sports movie, and a lot of athletes had a big impact on their life. Like, when we went to the Dodgers game, Matt Kemp came out to meet us, and he was like, man, you're the reason that I started playing baseball.
Wow, dude, that's crazy to have been fact, like.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man, that you know, it's just made such an impact. So,
yeah, it's like, there's not too many people who haven't heard of it.
We were somewhere up in San Jose recently, and George Kittle was there and found out that we were coming, and he, like, came running out to meet us and was like, will you take a picture with us? And we're like, shit, man, will you take a picture with us? Like.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy about fame too. Like, everybody's just, like, impressed by other people. That makes sense. It's funny. That's like, yeah, it's like, it's like a pop culture movie. It's like almost like a John Hughes film or something to me. Like, it's like like, without being made by John Hughes at all. But it's like,
yeah,
all
right, it really is the
concept
really is.
Of it.
I mean, recently, somebody I think referred to it as a cult film, and we were like, it's not even at this point. It's not a cult because that means it's kind of like underground. Like, at this point, I think it's just a full on classic.
Yeah, it's a religion now. It's like,
yeah, it's pretty wild.
And then, is your brother Brian?
Brian Bonsall, yeah.
Yes, your brother. I've had him on the show. Yeah, he told me. I thought that was you. I thought that was you. You told me he was related to. I was trying to think of that just now.
Yeah, that's my brother. He just had a baby like a month ago. So. Little Oliver, yeah.
I saw that. Yeah, I know. That's crazy. He's on my Instagram. That's like, that's crazy. It's funny seeing to do with all tasks, like with a baby or anything like that, you know? It's just, and like a puppy.
Yeah,
or like,
I'm sure that baby will be padded up before long.
No shit. Yeah, it just makes me laugh. Like it's like that dude with like a puppy or something. Same concept.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then, he's a sweetheart though. He's all tatted from head to toe, but he's a sweetheart.
Oh, he's cool as shit. You know, he reminds me of like you. I think there's like a, when you're saying your group texting and stuff, a bunch of people, it seems like he's like a, there's a bunch of people I almost put in that category. Just did so much dope shit. Like, I mean, like, we had like Shane on the show too, I think. Uh-huh. Or explained it, I don't think. And then like, yeah, I mean, like I just, like, it's cool vibe to be able to live like what you're doing and stuff like that and like have that career. It's interesting. Do you have any desire to make films again, or like, where are you at, like, in your current,
yeah,
like,
I mean, I'm actually still, I went to film school in San Francisco. You know, I took kind of a roundabout way. You know, I moved back east and went to high school there, and I played in a band for a little while that was, you know, semi-successful. And then after that, I moved to San Francisco. I went to college, went to film school, and now I'm back. I moved back down to L.A., and I'm still acting. Like, in fact, you know, we have this Sandlot. Now it's the age of the reboot, and so Sandlot's coming back, man. We got a series coming out next year on Disney Plus.
That's a TV show. That's crazy. That's awesome. Like, what band?
It's a band called Spastic, punk rock.
That's hilarious. What did you play in Spastic?
I was the singer and a guitar player.
You're the fucking singer. I did not know that. I've heard of that band, dude. That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. So yeah, no, it was a blast.
That's hilarious.
So, but yeah, you know, still acting, still doing stuff, and yeah, really looking forward to getting back together with all the guys and like still and working together again. I mean, we're all like really stoked about it.
Well, yeah, Disney's rich as fuck, man.
It's all back. It's going to be the whole original cast coming back, and now we're like grown up and we got kids, and it's going to be a whole series around. It's going to be really, really good.
How much is Disney paying me, paying you guys, if you don't mind me asking?
Can't get into that.
Disney's fucking so rich. Disney is so rich. That's why. I just imagine.
You know what? I'll tell you this, man. You don't get rich by giving your money away.
That's a good point, too. Nobody wants to talk money ever. They don't like coming up later, like for their family or something.
Yeah,
I can't make that much money.
Right. If you put a quote out there, then you can't ask for more for the next thing because they go, well, they paid you this much for whatever. But people don't like to put their quote out, you know?
Well, plus, like, yeah. Well, plus, if it's not enough, your fans are like, "What? You only got paid that?" And if it's too much, everybody's asking me for money. So there's like no good answer.
I'm getting $10 million an episode.
Wouldn't fucking surprise you, man. You know, I wouldn't.
That's not true. Don't quote me on that. But dude, 20. Honestly, like the best part about it is just gonna be getting back on set with all the guys again, and we're so excited for that. It's going to be really good. And the script is really great. It's the same writer from the original, same writer and director that did the original film. So
you just don't have the character that played Benny. Is that the only person that did not return? Like,
he's the only one, yeah, that's not involved in it.
That's crazy. What was his reasoning if that's not your personal?
Well, you know, I mean, we haven't had a lot of he's the only one that we don't really have any contact with, so you know, I can't really say, I can't speak for him, but, you know, I mean, he's just private, you know, he's a firefighter now, and he's got a, you know, family, he's got wife and kids, and he just wants to, you know, keep his life private, and so we respect that. You know, we'd all love to work with him again, but yeah, there's definitely no bad blood there or anything, man. We respect that, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, two weeks around for sure. Yeah, I didn't mean anything bad. I was just curious because that's interesting movies. It's, I don't know. That's just interesting. Yeah.
No, we would all love it if he had a change of heart and decided to come on board, man. We would all love it because I would like to just to work with him again would be a blast.
That's crazy. So the premise now is just like you guys are like older and like your kids are playing baseball now or something.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into it and I don't want to spoil anything. But I will say that I think that the fans will be really happy with the direction that the show's going. You know, there are some hints at the end of the original film for what happened to us later down the road. So some of that stuff's going to be playing out. And, yeah, I mean, dude, I can tell you that everybody's storyline is really cool. So I think people are going to be really happy with it. I think people are going to love it.
Oh, you just telling me that because you're in that? And Disney told you to tell me?
I mean, I would say that, yeah, even if it sucked, I would still say that.
That's good. I respect that.
But legitimately, it's actually really, really good. I'm proud to be part of it.
That's badass. Now I'll have to check it out. What's Disney Plus again?
Oh, man. Disney Plus is going to be the next thing. It's going to kill all the other streaming services. It's it's Disney's own streaming service. It's launching like November 12th, I think. But dude, they got Star Wars and Marvel and Pixar and everything else.
It's crazy. So you can only see it on Disney Plus.
Everything, so.
Yeah. I'm a director on Amazon Prime. They got the most people right now. Like it's low key. Like
Amazon Prime's got some cool stuff too.
Well, it's low key like the most right now because like they're a retail company backing. And Disney's kind of interesting too. Like I don't know what they're gonna do with this screen. Like their shit's like you named like all awesome shit. So it's like. So it's gonna be interesting to see what they do. I'm kind of worried, but also interested, like in kind of seeing what they're doing. It's like I feel like Netflix and Hulu are kind of falling off, honestly.
Yeah, well, you know, I wonder what's gonna happen. I mean, I kind of feel like everything's gonna come full circle, where it's gonna be like cable again, where you're gonna start buying packages of like picking and choosing different like streaming services, almost like cable channels, you know.
Yeah, if cable returned to like 40, if it goes down to like $40, like all the streaming services are dead. Nobody's willing to pay like $180 for like cable.
But what I'm saying is if you could buy a package of like for 40 or 50 a month or whatever, where you get like Netflix
all of them.
And Amazon and Disney, or you know what I mean? You pick and choose like what streaming services you want, just like how cable, like you can pick these different packages. Like I feel like that's where it's going to go.
That's interesting, actually. Yeah, you have, like, HBO, like, Hulu, Netflix, all that shit. That's interesting, actually. I want to see it. That'd be cool. Yeah, I'm interested. We're in good. This is, like, the infancy of, like, entertainment again, almost. Like, it's like the old guard's kind of dying and, like, kind of figuring out what's new, you know? It's, like,
interesting. Man, the cool thing about it is that there's just so much content now that, like,
That's true.
There's just something for everybody out there. And yeah, like, you're never without a show that you can binge. Like, it's great.
Nothing gets done ever again. Because of that, it's good.
Right.
Anyway, is there anything you want to plug with social media or anything like that before we get out of here?
I mean, dude. You know, you can follow me on Instagram to find out about me and the guys appear all over the place. You know, we do different like signings, Comic Cons or whatever, different conventions and stuff. So you can follow me on Instagram if you want at Victor DiMattia. I've also got a podcast. We've actually been in hiatus for a little while because. I've had a lot of stuff going on aside from that, but I have my own podcast called Vic in a Box, and we're going to be picking back up. We got a new episode coming out this week. We've been kind of away for a few months, but check me out on there. I make all sorts of announcements, Sandlot and otherwise, there. So yeah, check me out.
Can I be on your podcast?
Yeah, for sure, dude.
That's badass.
For sure.
Yeah, so look him up on social.
Hit you up. We'll do it the other way around. I'll give you my
your interview
studio number and we'll get you on there.
Yeah. Interview. That's great, man. Check him out on social media and watch the new what's the title of the Sandlot on the Disney app now?
We're still in the early stages of pre-production, so I mean it won't be out till like next year, next summer or like early fall. So
we'll follow him on Twitter and
go get Disney Plus and you'll see it.
Yeah, get Disney Plus, follow him on Twitter and you'll find out when. Well, thanks dude for coming on a lot. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Likewise. Have a good one, man.
All right. See you later.